This is M&M Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins scored four times in the second in Baltimore yesterday to claim a 4-0 lead, then fell apart, losing to the Orioles 8-6. Shortstop Tristan Gray had a three-run triple in the second. Royce Lewis homered to tie it in the seventh, but usual starting pitcher Mick Abel came on in relief. He allowed five runs in just more than three innings. The relief appearance was pre-planned, according to manager Derek Shelton.
It's a challenging thing, especially for a young player, and I think that's why we dictated exactly when it was going to be. We knew it was going to be the fifth inning, regardless if Bailey threw two innings or four innings. We knew exactly what it was going to be the fifth inning, and we prepared for it in spring training. So it wasn't, you know, something that we didn't prepare for.
They did it to keep both Bailey Ober and Abel on schedule with the off days to start the season. The Twins are 1-2. The AAA Saints are 3-0 to start the year. They beat Indianapolis yesterday 4-1. The Gopher baseball team lost to Ohio State yesterday 12-9. Gopher softball beat Illinois 2-0. The Minnesota Duluth men's hockey team saw its season come to a close in the national quarterfinals last night in Albany, New York. Top-ranked Michigan beat them 4-3. The Wolverines scored three times in the opening period, then the Bulldogs made a game of it. UMD head coach Scott Sandelin says,
obviously, tough to get down 3-0. I actually didn't think we played a bad period. They had a couple opportunities, the tip, short-handed goal, obviously with their power play goal, but really proud of our guys have shown this a lot, you know, the ability to stay with games and never quit.
The Bulldogs were back in the tournament for the first time in 3 years, and if most of their guys return next year, they'll be a major factor. The Wild lost on Saturday at Boston 6-3. They'll be off until Thursday. The Wolves lost Saturday at the Target Center to the Pistons 109-87. They look to rebound tonight in Dallas. That game will tip off at 7:30. And sad news over the weekend. Former Vikings standouts Joey Browner and Jeff Seaman died, as did former Gopher wrestling coach Jay Robinson. This is M&N Sports.